when I hope to bring to you something else. But for this time, I will take questions and allow each one of you to think about this past year of your lives. And not just to remember, but to feel, to know, to understand deep within yourself what it is you need to achieve in the coming time. Do we have any questions this time?
Perhaps I could begin by asking a question about the many universes. This subject has come up, and I would like, if I may, to read a paragraph written by one of our more forward-thinking scientists, and if you would be happy to comment on his words, I just think it might simplify things for us. So
yes.
If I may just read this paragraph.
as you put it, because that would go against the perfect law. You understand?
Yes.
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 How I would like to put it to you. Each universe within this perfect plan is but one small stitch in time. One small aspect of reality. One tear in all of the tears of the world. You have to place it in perspective. There are no chance planets or universes. It is all part of the plan that everything that exists has meaningful purpose. You understand?
Yes.
So, yes, he is far-seeing, and he understands a good deal. But it is most difficult, as I have told you before, to give explanation to something that is beyond your understanding.
Yes, I'm sure that his understanding would come from the direction of mathematical calculation.
Yes. Yes.
And connect to quantum theory.
That is why he speaks of lotteries.
Hmm.
Yeah, you cannot use those words. It is misleading. Because all life belongs to perfect law.
Yes. I wondered about his statement that life does not exist in the majority of universes.
Well, to most of humankind, there is no other life. But as you, my dear friends, are beginning to learn, there is much more life available, not only within your own cosmos, your own universes, neighboring universes, but throughout all of life.
And I would imagine much depends upon our definition of life.
Yes.
And there are probably many life forms which we would not necessarily at first recognize as such.
Yes. You are beginning to read my words before I say them. Of course. Yes. Always that is the problem with humankind. It is the limitation of words. And the limitation that is placed upon me in trying to explain to you in a simple manner. But that has been a most useful question.
Yes, good, thank you. Yes, we think in terms of a patchwork quilt, but there may be more that can be said there.
Yes.
I suspect these various universes would have some dependence or interaction with each other.
Yes. Of course, with a patchwork quilt, there are four endings. You understand?
For a square.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
In our existence, it continues unending. There is no ending. It is ever moving. It is alive. It is energy ever moving.
So are you saying that any boundaries between universes
yes.
would be physical?
Yes. You must look beyond the physical understanding, of course. Has that helped you in any way?
Yes.
Anyone else a question?
I think a lot of us think about our universe and in a physical way with our physical brains.
Yes.
You think that maybe if you go in any one direction for long enough, eventually you will run out of stars and galaxies, that you come to some kind of an edge. And some people think that perhaps there is an edge, and other people perhaps think there isn't.
Yes.
It goes on forever. Is there anything you could say about that?
I have just said there is no ending.
Sorry.
In the same way as in past times, people of this earth believed that you could fall off the edge of the sea.
Yes.
In the same way, are your learned ones thinking that there has to be, in all of the universes, it has to be neat and tidy.
Mm.
Is that your words? But energy is not static. It is always moving, expanding, growing. It is most difficult to explain.
Yes, I would
agree. But do not limit yourselves to thinking that it is like a patchwork quilt. No.
No. I would imagine within all this there are flows of energy. And if, just supposing, it were possible for us to go with a flow of energy, perhaps we could find ourselves in a different universe without actually experiencing any edge.
Yes.
Does that make any sense at all?
That is a simplified way of putting it, but for your understanding, yes, of course. Yes, that is possible.
Thank you.
There are many in your world today who travel in spirit, but yet are still attached to their physical bodies. If that is possible, while you are these cumbersome clothes, imagine what you can achieve when you are truly spirit, evolved beings. There is nothing to stop you discovering the joys of all existence. You understand?
It must be wonderful.
I think you're saying that through mind projection, we are not restricted to one universe.
Yes, of course. All restrictions fall away.
Wow.
Yes. All things are possible. Do not forget that we are all small parts of that great energy. You are part of that energy. You are that small stitch understand.
Yes, thank you. That is a, I feel that is a wonderful clarification again.
But the writer of those words is indeed beginning to become enlightened in his thinking.
Yes, so, I think he's one of our more progressive
writers. Yes, he is to be congratulated, I feel, for those words.
Mm. Yes.
They may not always be accepted in your world. There will always be many to say, how can he feel that way? But each one of you, my dear friends, knows within your own heart what is true. And I trust each one within this room to have that awareness and that knowledge of love and truth.
Yes, two other things that we've just touched upon, gravity and space-time. And I think, again, our forward-thinking scientists consider that gravity is a distortion or warping of that space-time. You have mentioned to us, how did you put it, that the different universes would have a different time ordering within the space-time?
Yes, all universes are interrelated.
So I feel that our scientific understanding, which involves these connections between gravity and space-time and its distortion, I feel there's something really coming together there.
Yes. Yes. Do not forget that these people will be influenced by those from our world.
Yes.
To make the correct judgments and assumptions. But being human with human traits and free will, it is almost certain that many will misinterpret that influence. But I would say to you, to all of you, that your world is moving in the right direction.
Yes, that's...
There are many discrepancies, of course. Hmm. In the same way that the people of your Earth feel that information from our world has many discrepancies. But as I have told you, you can only give of what you know. It does not mean it is wrong, only different and of the capability of whoever is giving the information.
Yes, well, if there are discrepancies from your world and Selimet, I imagine that depends on...
Excuse me, there are no discrepancies, only in how humans view the information given.
Yes, I was thinking more in terms of astral planes,
yes.
And I was going to say where in your world, but clearly from deeper spirit, there will be no discrepancies.
No discrepancies.
Could I put it like that?
Yes, I will accept that from you.
I was just hesitating how to phrase it.
Yes.
Thank you.
No. I will once more work with this instrument and allow the others to work in the best way that is available to them. So I will. Yes.
Well, thank you so much for further clarifying a very difficult area. And I feel that we are all much, I'm sure we are all much happier about that now.
Yes.
Following that clarification.
Yes, thank you for your question. I have waited for it for some time. Now, my dear lady friend, I will leave it with you once more as I take my leave. I bathe you in the love of spirit. Know always that many stand close to you. That whatever questions you may have can be answered, not only by yourselves, but by those who love and cherish you in our world.
Thank you.